Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah will talk about a discussion between certain philosophers in Rome and the Hachamim about Avodah Zarah. This will conclude the discussion about idol worship. And this Masechet will continue to talk about Yayin Nesech for the continuation of the Masechet. Mishnah says, Sha'alu et hazekenim beromi. The Romans, the philosophers of Rome, asked the zekenim, the elders, the hachamim in Rome, Im en retzono ba'avodah zarah, lama eno mevatela? If Hashem doesn't want avodah zarah to exist, why doesn't he get rid of it? Hashem has the power. If he wants people not to worship idols, he should simply destroy all of the idols in the world. So the fact that idol worship is not destroyed seems to be that Hashem isn't bothered by it. Amru lahen. The rabbis answered back to the philosophers, if the idol worshippers would only worship things that the world doesn't need, he would get rid of it. Problem is, they worship the sun, the moon, the stars, and all the constellations. Ya'abed olamo mipnei shotim, should Hashem destroy the whole world and all of these things because of some fools who are worshipping these heavenly bodies as gods? Hashem's not going to destroy all of them. Amru lahem. So the philosophers answered back, Im ken ya'abed davar she'en sorach la'olam bo, v'yaniach davar she'sorach la'olam bo. Said the philosophers, if so, you're right. Let Hashem leave the sun and the moon and all those, but let him destroy the idols that are man-made. All the statues, all the images, let him destroy all that and leave the things that the world needs, like the sun, the moon, the stars, and the constellations. Amru lahen, af anu mahazikin yede ovdehem shel elu. Say the hachamim back, if that would happen, in a way we would have no force but to agree with the people who are worshipping the sun and the moon and all that. Why would we be with them? Why would we also be sort of part of their team? She'omrim tedu shehen elohot sharehen lo batlu. Because now what would the line, what would the people who are worshipping the star and the moon, etc., all say? They would say, look, you could recognize that the sun and the moon are running the world because they didn't get destroyed. Therefore, they're the true gods. Everything else that got destroyed, which were real idols, they got destroyed because they didn't really run the world. So whatever didn't get destroyed really is the god. So therefore, Hashem didn't destroy any idols. He didn't destroy the sun and the moon. He allows them to exist and continue to be worshipped because there's no other alternative. Hashem also doesn't destroy these things because he wants to give man free will. We have the ability to worship Hashem and to do good or not to do good. Hashem keeps free will in the world, and therefore, in order to ensure that the people who worship idols, they don't get punished immediately, because then there would be no more free will. Everyone wouldn't worship idols anymore, and they would just worship Hashem, and there would be no point to it. We would become robots. So therefore, in order to keep this idea of free will in the world, Hashem keeps all options open. It's up to us to choose the right thing.